4MMW, KN4VWA.
Copy.
Hey, bud, I need just a little quick help with something, right? I got three handhelds, and I know one of them has gone bad because it'll throw a carrier and hit the repeater, but the microphone won't pick up. Can I test it real quick and see which one it is?
Doesn't have any voice to it.
This one, are we good on this one?
That one.
Good deal, good deal. Now I know which one is which. And I'm getting in the truck. Get on my way down there. I'll be on my truck radio in just 1 second.
KN4MFW Mobile.
WKN4VWA, I'm back on my good radio.
Got back. N4MFW Mobile.
Well, stupid, here had the volume turned down. Say again.
It works. It let that old raggedy voice come through.
I'm telling you. I don't get no respect anymore, I tell you. Oh, now you do know I'm on that one that I got from you. On that 857 I got from you.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Well, that's all it counts. No, it does good. I've done some DX on it already with that ATAS-120 antenna.
Today, all the sun and the moon must have been lined up just right, and they must have had a big antenna on the other end.
I don't know about that, but Slovenia, Croatia, Italy, Northern Ireland, and Brazil, I've hit them all. Matter of fact, I hit one in Arizona. The propagation must have been just perfect, because she sounded real good, like she was in the seat next to me.
The stars and the moon and the sun lined up.
Something like that. Yeah, I'll need to go over and take care of this guy. I may have just happened to luck out and run up on a pretty good fella.
I mean, he's number two, and I'll put it in my phone. I also want to get the guy that painted your Mustang. I want to get his name and number, because Gales gave me permission to maybe paint that sucker and get it all dolled up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hey, I was looking online last night for what the asking prices on those cars is, and yours is a 65?
Six with a little six-cylinder automatic in it.
Didn't take it up to that 289 that you got sitting up there. You're looking actual going price of about 17,000-18,000, and it doesn't matter that it used to be a six as long as you change over the spindles and the rear end.
Get into definitely have to do the spindles, because you got to have a 5-lug. Spindle for the tires to put on it, the rims and all that. Then I'm going to put the disc brakes on the front and change maybe just the axle in the back, maybe.
I have to change, I think you're going to have to change more than the differential. They had a small 6-inch rear end in some of those 6-cylinders, and then they had a 7-inch. And then they had the 8-inch rear end for the V8s. And, Jimmy, I'm not positive, but I think you might have to change the housing out to get the 8-inch rear end in that thing.
Never measured to see what kind of bolt, how many bolts it had in it, or I'm not quite sure what the gear ratio is on it.
Man, I used to know all that stuff, and I did that conversion for my 68. And I did every bit of that stuff. It's like a 7 3/4 inch rear ring gear. And you know what? I can call. I know somebody to call, and they can tell me for sure just exactly what it is. As a matter of fact, I may know somebody where I might be able to get you a rear end.
Real good.
I'll make a couple phone calls, and then when I get down there, I'll give you Rodney's number on that paint, okay?
Sounds good, because we might do the engine swap, maybe, you know, the drivetrain type stuff, maybe the brakes, and then paint job probably the last thing we do. We got to do some fabrication in the floorboard. As far as I know, I think there's a little spot on both sides, driver and the passenger side. We're going to have to weld up.
Is that the original fans in yours?
Things pretty well original in the car except for that motor. Anyway, I changed that motor because the other one started knocking. I mean, it's the same type motor, but I did change it.
Well, wait a minute. Are you talking about the six-cylinder started knocking?
The one that was in it.
Hey? Well, I thought you were going to sell me that engine and you said it was a good engine.
In the car.
Now, I follow you now. So the one that's in the car is not the original engine. The original engine was knocking and you changed it out.
Yeah. The one I took out was a 200. And I put a 200 back in it. I went over to a guy's house looking for a motor for my son's Jeep. And he said it was a Jeep motor. I got over there and no, it wasn't. It was a Mustang motor, the 200. So I bought it right quick and then found a motor for my son and have his rebuilt.
Okay. Well. All right, well, we'll talk about the rest of that when I get down there. I'm on my way. I'm probably about between 15 and 20 out. Where are you?
Parking lot.
No, I'm coming just as hard as I can go, okay? Yeah, we'll get into all that when I get down there. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get off here. 73s, I'll be there shortly. N4MMW, K4BWA clear, and I'm going to go ahead and call that guy on the rear end.
Alrighty. Sounds good to me, because it's in better shape. I got one out there in the backyard, but it needs probably to be rebuilt. Okay, talk to you when you get here. N4MMW.
Okay, hold on a minute, bud. You say you've got a housing, a V8 housing?
Got a five lug rear, you know, axle and a rear end out there in the backyard.
Okay, well, in that case, really all you need to do is just go ahead, as long as it's got five lug axles, all you got to do is measure from the saddles to make sure they'll center up on that set of leaf springs, and then you can just have it. You can just put a new ring and pinion in that housing, and you'll be off to the races.
That's feasible. Let's see what kind of price he's got on that other rear end.
Okay, cool beans. I'm calling him right now. KN4BWA, clear.
N4MFW, Bowie. Got a mask with you. You're going to need a mask. Get in the restaurant over here. N4MFW.
Well, doggone it. I've only got about 10 or 12 of them. Yeah, I'm covered. I'm on my way.